Sometimes American English can surprise with its quaint, even dainty formulations. When was the last time you were asked if you wanted a beverage? A what? It's a perfectly good word, and we all know what it means, but in English English, it would be an odd way of buying someone a drink. In America, beverages are served on every street corner. I grew to love, too, the term person of colour, meaning black or dark-skinned individual. Barack Obama has used it to great effect when talking about the newly prominent Republican Party leader, John Boehner. "We are both," the president says, "people of colour." The joke is that Mr. Boehner is a white man who lives in Ohio, where the sun don't shine, but has a skin tone that suggests the frequenting of tanning salons or fancy foreign holiday destinations, and neither is good for Republican credibility. I must admit that some American English is too chintzy even for my New World taste. I hate the inability of Americans in polite society to call a spade. A letter complaining about my defence of American English on a radio programme years ago pointed out, quite reasonably, that the results of this daintiness can sometimes be utterly ludicrous. The example the letter writer gave was a natural history programme she had seen in the United States, in which a hippopotamus was said to be going to the bathroom. But still, when I hear my children speak American English, I cannot help but smile. Stern-faced people used to ask me and my wife about the efforts we were making to help our kids lose their accents. "None," we would reply. They did it themselves, and to a large extent, along with the accents, have gone the idioms. But just occasionally, one will appear like a shot of Jack Daniels on a cold day. So although they speak like the Queen, they can still be heard announcing that they are done rather than finished, or that their day at school was regular. They still struggle a bit with English place names. Folkestown is my favourite, but generally they're good. Sorry, fine. The obvious advantage of American English is that it is, to a much greater extent than English English, genuinely classless. There used to be a suggestion that Americans on the East Coast tended, mentally and linguistically, to bow the knee to the old nations of Europe. Only Midwesterners were properly American. It's certainly true that fashionable New York accents from the 1950s sound oddly English. This is partly because they fancied themselves as the Euro-trash of their time, and partly because they were simply a group of people who had lived in one geographic region for many years. Other Americans were too new to their neighbourhoods to have any settled habits, apart from godliness and away with the Colt 45. Those days are gone now, and there is a wealth of American accents and language on the East Coast to put along the flat Midwestern and, of course, the classic Southern drawl. Accents to Americans certainly suggest stuff, but never quite class stuff in the British sense. Take the Southerner. He or she drawls. Y becomes wah. Nail becomes nail. Instead of saying going to, he says fixing to. And the language slows, and life slows. Is this lower class? No way. A Southerner might be suspected of being a hangover from Gone with the Wind, but his or her accent could put him or her up there in a starring role with the Rets and Scarlets, or down there with the Slaves. You could not tell the difference from accent or from lexicon. And that's the same across the nation. Of course, educated Americans have more words at their disposal than do the uneducated, but the words used by all manner of folk will be far more similar than they are in Britain. And the head of state, be it George Bush or Barack Obama, will talk like the population. The Queen does not. After the announcement that Prince William's wedding day was to be a bank holiday, the papers were full of "day off" headlines. How odd that the nation feels itself so utterly removed from the boss class that even the simplest word is pronounced differently. Sure, the Bushes mangled the language, but the language they were mangling was the same language that everyone else spoke. Do not underestimate the importance of this to them and to us.